Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to hold you too long. The Lord's moved. But man, this message just fits just right with this service tonight. Amen. I want you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 6. Praise God. Praise God. Man, I feel it bubbling in my heart tonight. John chapter 6. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. John chapter 6 and verse 5. The Bible says, "And when Jesus lifted up his eyes, he saw a great multitude come unto him. And he said unto him, unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove to him, for he himself knew he what he would do. Philip answered, 200 pence worth of bread is not sufficient for them." Notice here, this is kind of our Pentecostal claim here, that every one of them may take little. Who wants little? I don't. "That every one of them may take little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon's Peter's brother, said unto him, there is a lad here which hath five barley loaves and two small fishes. But what are they among us so many?" And Jesus said, "Make them sit down." You can't get your blessing till you sit down. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know if you got that or not. "But now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in a number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fishes, as much as they would." Not a little, but as much as they would. "When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten." Praise God. Let's pray together. Lord, Heavenly Father, we appreciate, God, this wonderful spirit that we have felt. The joy of the Lord falling upon us. God, I pray right now, God, that you would move right now in the holy name of Jesus. Touch us, Lord. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to turn to the most, probably the most familiar. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. To most familiar scripture, Psalms chapter 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach tonight on "my cup runneth over." My cup runneth over. I'm going to make you preach with me tonight. I want somebody to say, "My cup runneth over." Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Hallelujah. Amen. I begin to think about this message and certain circumstances that came to me in my mind, that certain things happened. Even certain requests that I know. Even the Lord gave me this message, and it's for others. Brother Steve, this one's for you. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. The devil is going to tell you when you get home that your cup is empty. Amen. But you have a cup that runneth over. Hallelujah. You have a cup that never runs dry. The devil may try to throw some rocks. He might try to throw some stumbling blocks in your way. But he's not in charge of your cup. I said he's not in charge of your cup. Amen. Have you got, amen, a cup tonight? Amen. But my my cup, it runs over. Hallelujah. Amen. You see this cup here? It's got a little water in it. I don't want to mess you up tonight, but this is my cup. Amen. I'm not worried about the carpet tonight, but when my cup's running over, it's spilling out. Huh? Amen. My cup, it runs over. Amen. It gets on me. Amen. No wonder people shout. Amen. No wonder people react. But the key with the Spirit of God moves. Because you see, my cup, it's running over. It's bubbling out. Amen. The cup is running over. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Amen. Say it with me. My cup, it runs over. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The devil cannot do nothing about it because he is not in charge of the water supply. Hallelujah. He's not in charge of the waterworks. My Savior is in charge of it. Amen. My cup, it runs over. Amen. Can you say it again? Hallelujah. Amen. Before we leave today, we need to understand that God is not a grudging God, Brother Luke. He's not one that is stingy. He's not one that is minimal. Amen. He's not grudging with His goodness. He's not grudging with His gifts. He's not grudging with His blessings. Amen. He gets a kick out of blessing you. I said He gets a kick out of blessing you. He enjoys blessing His people. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says He Himself is measureless. There's no tape measure long enough to measure our God. Amen. Amen. The longest tape measure that you can put on the side of your belt is probably about a 30 footer. Amen. But you can buy those kind, amen, that you roll out and they're about 100 foot. But you can't even come close to God with a 100 foot tape measure. Amen. There is no measuring to God. Amen. One writer said, so great is His mercy that He delights in His mercy. And another one said, He is rich in His mercy. Hallelujah. The Bible says He is measureless. Amen. Because one of His attributes of God is the goodness of God. Brother Aaron, His goodness is measureless. You can't measure the goodness of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. I may be going to trouble. I might have all kinds of trouble. But Sister Sue, my cup's still running over. Amen. I may be having pain. I may be upside down. I may have problems all around me. But I've got a cup that runs over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Amen. I may be running out of money, but I got a cup that's running over. Amen. My cup runneth over. I might be low on cash. Amen. But I'm not low on the love of God. I said I'm not low on the love of God. I'm not low on His mercy. I'm not low on His goodness. Amen. Because my cup, it runs over. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if your cup gets ran over, Sister Kathy, that means my hands get wet. If my cup runs over, that means my pants get wet. If my cup runs over, Brother Keith, that means my feet get wet. Have you checked your table lately? Is your table wet? Look at this here. Amen. There's a mess of water. Amen. When was the last time your cup ran over? Amen. When was the last time the Lord poured out a blessing on you that you could not contain? Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I got a cup, Lord. Won't you fill my cup, God? I want it to run over. Hallelujah. Amen. You say I've got trouble, but my cup. I've got pain, oh, but my cup. Amen. It just keeps running over and over. Amen, Brother Jimmy. It keeps running over and over and over. It keeps running over and over. My cup is running over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God tonight. You can go home after the service tonight, Sister Debbie, and there'll still be divorces all around us. There'll still be messes. There'll still be problems that we've got to deal with. There will be devils that will be doing push-ups just to stay up with you. But thank God, Sister Sharon, I got a cup. Oh, hallelujah. I've got a cup tonight. Maybe this message ain't for you, but it's for me. Amen. Amen. You tell the devil, I've got a cup that runs over. Amen. I like to give the devil a black eye. Yeah, I've suffered. Yeah, I've had pain. But I still got my cup. I still got a cup that's overflowing. I still have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm full of goodness. I'm full of His kindness. I'm full of His mercy. I'm full of His faithfulness. Hallelujah. You get the picture tonight. My cup runs over. Paul said it like this. The grace of God towards me is abundant. Is abundant. Amen. Not enough to just fix it, but enough to fix it and carry you until you get to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, help those holy rollers, amen, that just want enough to fix their problems. But I don't know about you. I want a trailer load of it. I want a dump truck load of it. Amen. I want God in my life because I don't know when trouble's going to come my way. I don't know when the devil's going to try to make me fail. I don't know, Brother Keith, when I'm going to be discouraged. So I need abundance of His grace. Hallelujah. My cup runneth over. Get this. If your cup runneth over, then your praise runs over. That is one indication that your cup is full and is running over. When nobody can stop your praise. When nothing in your environment can stop you. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm tired in body tonight. It'd have been easy for me just to not preach tonight because I'm tired. But it don't stop my praise. It don't stop my worship. Amen. Nothing stops my worship. Nothing can stop my praise. Because why? My cup is running over. My cup is giving God. Amen. The one that is fulfilling it. That is one who's filling it. Amen. I give it to Him. My cup runneth over. Amen. Oh, now. Don't let the devil tell you that your cup's dry. But listen, what does the cup say? The cup says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I won't put on more than you're able to bear. But with every test and every trial, I'll make a way of escape. Oh, come on now. Amen. You may got trouble right now, but the Lord gave you a cup. I said the Lord gave you a cup. And as long as you got King Jesus, I said as long as you got King Jesus, you don't need anybody else. Amen. You've got a cup. Amen. I said you've got a cup. Hallelujah. 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 Grace was exceedingly abundant. Somebody need to get ready to shout right now. Watch this. Watch this. Goodness always outweighs the bad. I know that didn't just make you shout. But goodness always outweighs the bad. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You may be upside down in trouble. Amen. But God's got more goodness than you've got trouble. I said God's got more goodness than you've got trouble. Hallelujah. God's got more sunshine than you've got darkness. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It don't matter if the dark clouds are rolling over top of your head right now. Amen. I want to let you know the sun never goes out. Amen. It may cover the sun just for a moment, but the sun is still shining, Sister Lavera. Amen. We've got more sunshine than we've got darkness. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I'm glad my cup. I said I'm glad my cup is running over. Oh, come on, boys. Amen. God's given you a cup. Amen. We don't need to just to be slurping it. Amen. But we don't need to be just sipping it. Amen. Acting like we're all just right and fine and dying. But we need to be slurping it. Let it drip down you. Let it be poured out upon you. Amen. Why don't we lose our pride? Won't we lose our etiquette? And say, God, I want my cup to spill out. Spill on me, Lord. Spill it on me, Lord. Amen. Well, sometimes we need to turn over to our neighbor and don't get water on me. I got to take these to the cleaners. Don't get water on the floor, Brother Connor. All this floor clean because my cup runs over. Amen. You need to turn to your neighbor and say, I'm fixing to pour my cup out on you. I'm fixing to spill over on you. Amen. Amen. What was it when these boys took off running? Amen. Their cup was full and they wanted it to pour out. They wanted it to pour out on them. Hey, Brother Luke, your cup was running over just a few minutes ago. Amen. Sister Kylie, amen. When you did your little whirl around here, your cup was bubbling over. Your cup was running over. Amen. Amen. I'm glad for my cup. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You ought to come out of this service tonight looking like you're all wet. Yeah. Looking like you're all wet. What happened? I tell you what happened. The Lord has put a cup in me that is overflowing. Oh, glory to God. Even Psalms chapter 46 and 4 says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Even let me say it again. I know this is going to profound you. Even, but listen, the goodness always outweighs the bad. Even don't look at your trouble and be overwhelmed. There's more goodness than bad. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I'm hurrying. Let me just show you something here for a moment. Abraham and Lot. The cup in their life, Dad, was so fabulous. The cup in their life was so good. They had so much stuff. So much cup. I'm not going to try to lose you here. They had so much cup that they couldn't even eat together. Huh? I'm not jealous of the cup. This ain't just my cup for me. But you can have the cup too. I said, you can have the cup too. Oh, praise God. You can have the cup too. Amen. Think it with me just for a moment also. Amen. Think about Samson. Huh? Let me go back to Jacob and then. Amen. I'm scattered here. Amen. Jacob. Think about Jacob. That criminal Jacob. You don't think that his cup ran over? How many remembers the story of Jacob? What looked like 20 years of his life, it looked like his cup was ran dry. He was on Laban's farm. I think God has a sense of humor. Oh yeah. He was upon Laban's farm. This is the funniest picture in the whole Bible. God must have looked at the angels and said, watch this. I'm going to put two crooks together on the same farm. Yeah. One's a liar and the other's a real liar. Even two cheats trying to scam each other. God puts them on the same farm. For 20 years, you cannot read and find any record in this Bible right here where Jacob prayed to God. For 20 years. Oh, we say, Jacob, your cup's, it's dry. Him and his uncle cheated and scammed each other. But after 20 years, amen, it looked like his cup was dry. But all of a sudden, amen, the Lord showed up and he said, Jacob! Hey, Jake! Jake! Jacob! It's time to go home! Amen. It's time to go home. Amen. You can go a long time without having your cup filled. Amen. You think God has forsaken you. Amen. And no one else who has talked to you but the old devil. He tells you, you've ran out of it. Amen. You're upside down. You've got a dry cup. Amen. But I own a cup that the master says, anytime I want to spill it over, I'll give you a fresh future. I'll give you a fresh dream. Even I'll leave your tomorrow and give you a great day in the Lord. And then his cup ran over. Amen. I want you people to say that your cup runs over. I wish I convince you tonight that your cup is running over. Hallelujah. I own a cup that says anytime I want to have it overflowed, amen, I just take it to the one who owns the waterworks. Amen. You haven't had a nervous breakdown. Amen. You haven't had, amen, you lost your mind. Amen. The devil hasn't been able to take you out. Amen. Why? Because you got a cup the Lord has given you and it hasn't ran dry. Why don't you stop saying your cup? Amen. Start telling your cup. Amen. Start slurping it. Amen. Don't sip on it. Amen. Act like you're thirsty. Act like you ain't worried about who's around you. Act like you ain't worried about your suit. Act like you're not worried about your hair. And let God pour out His blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no end to His goodness. There is no end to His mercy. There is no end to His faithfulness. Oh my Lord. Amen. No end to His generosity. And He is on your side. Hallelujah. Amen. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. Hallelujah. If it hadn't been for God when I thought I was going to lose my mind. If it hadn't been for God, amen, who forgave me of my broken vows. Even He has forgiven me of my problems. Even He's forgiven me of the dumb things that I've done. Where would I be if it hadn't been for the Lord? Amen. Consider with me just for a moment. I promise I'm closing. Amen. Amen. That great, powerful man. Amen. That man whose name was Samson. Oh, hallelujah. The lion was roaring. I wish I could roar like a lion. King of the jungle. It's not just the lion's stature, but it's the roar that gets everybody's attention. And that's a picture of what's going to happen to you tonight when you leave. That lion's going to try to roar. Huh? But I like Samson. Samson just didn't knock him down. That's what some people are just doing. They're just knocking the devil down. But Samson got a hold of that old lion. Took the jaws off it. Amen. He broke every bone in that lion. Come on now. Amen. He didn't just knock it out for the count, but he made sure that old lion was dead. Amen. He tore him apart. Amen. Amen. He couldn't hurt where he couldn't hurt anybody else. That's what we need to do to the devil. Quit just knocking him down. Amen. Get a hold of him. Tear him apart. Amen. So he can't come to bother you no more. But notice, after the lion comes the honey. Hallelujah. After the lion, Brother Aaron, comes the honey. Amen. After your last victory, amen, you need to go back to it. Amen. You need to go back to it because it might become a honey hive. Did you get that? After the lion comes the honey. After you won that victory, don't just put it up on that shelf as like some trophy that's going to collect dust. But every once in a while, we got to go back to that shelf and pull that old trophy down and say, here's my honey, Lord. Here's the honey. Even Brother Luke, even sometimes you got to go back to yesterday and say, God, you remember when you did this? Remember how you healed me? Remember how you moved for me? Oh, it becomes a honey hive. It becomes sweet. I said it becomes sweet. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there anybody in the house that's had some lions that they've killed? Amen. Amen. Any lions in the house? Amen. Amen. Don't you have some past victories? Don't you have some things that you can look over your shoulder? Amen. Said, if it had not been for the Lord, no wonder the writer said, out of the eater come forth meat. Out of the strong came forth the sweet. Amen. God can take your last trial. Amen. That you think you barely got by and turn it into a spiritual condo where you can come back and visit it again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe God wants to help us tonight. I believe God wants to move tonight. Amen. I believe God wants to take that cup. Amen. He wants to spill it all over you. Stand to your feet tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody got a cup tonight? Amen. Anybody got a cup tonight? Oh, here's my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and fill. Hallelujah. Come and fill. Amen. If your cup is running over, then your praise ought to be coming out. I said your praise ought to be coming out. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Sister Dana, the Lord's testing your cup. Oh, don't be discouraged because God's testing your cup. God has honored me so He could test me. But Sister Dana, you still got a cup. And seeing that precious daughter shout like she did tonight, your cup's running over. In the midst of problems, in the midst of things we don't know when it's going to work out, my cup runneth over. Hallelujah! Amen. Amen. If I've got cancer, if I've got leukemia, if I've got blood pressure pumps, so what, devil? I still got a cup, and it's running over! It's running over! Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands and worship Him. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 Don't you get it? The devil's plan. It's like the Garden of Eden. The devil wants you to focus on what you don't have. I don't have this. I don't have this yet. I don't have your prayer yet, my prayer answered yet. You haven't moved, Lord, yet. Amen. We need some let some yets roll out of us. Yet, Lord. Amen. I'm not putting a stop to it. I know you're going to move. I know you're going to bless. Amen. I don't have it right now, but I know it's coming. I know it's coming. I know victory's coming. I know the blessing's coming. I know the healer's coming. I know the sanctifier's coming. I know the peace giver's coming. He's coming. Hallelujah. I got a cup for sickness. I got a cup for trials. I got a cup for discouragement. And Jesus is the Lord of the harvest. And my cup, David said, my cup runneth. Sister Sharon, what was the scripture just before he said, my cup runneth over? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
Oh, yes.
My cup runneth over. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Amen. Can we gather around the altar tonight, ladies? You may have to try that altar tonight off. Amen. But let's ask God to fill our cup. Amen. Let's ask God to move tonight. Amen. Can we come just for a few moments? Let's get around the altar tonight. Amen. Let the Lord bless you. Let your cup run over. Hallelujah. Let your cup be full. Amen. Run it over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I keep coming back to the well. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its pace.
Every temptation, every trial I face.
I keep coming back to the well.
Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its name. Every temptation, every trial I face. I keep coming back to the well.
Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing and cleansing and victory. That joy flows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well.
Oh, I
keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. Blessed is the fountain in a barren land, satisfies the thirst of the inner man. How its joy or flow, no tongue can tell. Oh, won't you come to the well?
Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace.
Great is its power, sweet is its taste. With every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its sweet is its taste. With every temptation and trial I face, keep coming back to the well. Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing and cleansing and victory. Your flow no tongue can tell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. Every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is its power, sweet is its taste. Will I keep coming back to the well of grace? Great is its power, sweet is its taste. With every temptation and trial I face, I keep coming back to the well. Let the fount of living waters flood my soul. We need your power, we need your spirit, Lord. We need your touch, spring up, spring up. Oh, spring up, oh, well within me. Let the fount of living waters flood my soul. We need your power, we need your spirit, Lord. We need your touch, spring up, spring up. Oh, spring up, oh, well within me. Oh, let the fountain of living waters flood my soul. We need your power, we need your spirit, Lord. We need your touch, spring up, spring up. Oh, spring up, oh, well within me. Let the fountain of living waters flood my soul. We need your power, we need your spirit, Lord. We need your touch.